You listen to Vectis Radio. It's Macca and Josh here until... well, you're only here till 11.30. I'm here till 1. I've got to keep going with it. You get half a day off. So you go back to school or back to college. And anybody want to mention a college today?
No.
No, I didn't think it was, because every week you say the same thing. No. When you go back and sit in the classroom, do they all ignore you?
No.
Because I would ignore you. You can't be bothered to say hello to me. I'll give you the cold shoulder. Hey, look, Josh, you've been coming here for how many weeks now? Is it 6, 7, maybe 8?
6, I think.
Okay, and we've been doing this thing, this little feature called Ask Me Anything. And this week I'm asking you something, because I know I asked you loads of stuff last week, but you were in the process of writing yourself a promo. So you were kind of busy. So I thought, well, I'll do this myself then while you're doing that. So I've got 5 questions here. On the eve of the election, or on the day of the election now, question 1 is quite simple. Trump or Clinton?
Hey.
You don't know?
It's a hard one, but then it's not really that... it doesn't really matter that much to us, because it...
Well, do you know what? You're probably right. I said that to my wife the other day, and she said, yeah, but whoever gets in will probably be the most powerful man on the planet. And I said, well, if that is the case, really, surely Barack Obama would have been able to outlaw guns in America. But he hasn't. So, anyway, Trump or Clinton? Choose one.
Clinton.
It's not the best choice in the world, is it? Let's be honest. You've got a choice of either dog biscuits or cat biscuits. I'll clean that one up. Because earlier on, we mentioned something else. Anyway, Trump or Clinton? You're going for Clinton. Favourite roast dinner? Do you have a favourite roast dinner?
Roast lamb.
Roast lamb is the business. We had roast lamb at Maggie and Kelvin Curry's place the other night, and it was absolutely to die for. It was. I love roast lamb. Do you have mint sauce on your lamb?
No.
You don't? Why not? Have you tried it with mint sauce? Try it. Or at least put it on your potatoes. You have roast potatoes as that with the roast as well?
Yes.
Yeah, can't beat it, can you? I'm starting to get hungry now. So, question 3. What job would be your dream job?
Probably something to do with IT.
IT? So computers?
Yes.
Right, okay. Do you fancy coming down and sorting our computers out? Because we were talking about our computers, and we were just saying, here we are, we're a radio station broadcasting all the way around the world, okay, and all our computers are really old. The one we're currently playing music off of is 6 years old. The one we're currently streaming off of is 7 years old. We've had it going since... had it running non-stop, apart from a couple of breaks, power outages, that sort of thing. 7 years in January. That's incredible. One PC and it keeps going. For some reason, it just keeps going. And there's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if you could come in and be our IT man, we've never had an IT man before. You'd have a field day with our computers, you really would. So you'd be an IT man, that would be your dream job?
Yes.
Okay, so are you switched on with all the different computer things, XP and Windows 7 and 8, and there wasn't a 9 and 10?
I've used most of the pieces. I've used computers since Windows 95.
Okay, so can you extend your time here until 1 o'clock so you can sort our computers out? You can't go home at 1:30 now and get, or we can't go to college now and get cold shouldered by the rest of the class. Your question 4, favourite bus journey. Now I know you like going on buses, so what would be your favourite bus journey and why?
Probably cows.
Okay, so Newport to cows. Why? What do you see?
Not much, but it's a good... Cows is kind of one of the best places because it's right near... You can walk along the parade, and you like walking along the... You can like see Southampton ports from...
Okay, well what about the actual bus journey itself? What's the best bus journey? I'm just thinking, I've never ever been on a bus going across the Downs. Now, if you went upstairs on a bus... on the, you know, whilst going across the Downs, and you know you're on an open top double decker bus, that would be a view and a half, wouldn't it? There wouldn't be a better view, would there, on the island?
I think the island coaster buses are kind of good because it goes all the way around the outside of the island. So like it starts from Yarmouth, then goes it starts from Annan Bay, and then it just goes all the way around the island.
I can't believe you picked cows over that. Do you want to change your mind?
Although at the moment I kind of want to go, I'm kind of wanting, they've just introduced them on the cows and ride route, which I've never actually seen or heard before.
Okay. All right, so you want to go on that road, that on that route. That's it. You picked it. You've done it. All right, okay. It's your loss. I'm going elsewhere with my route. Number five. Now, I know you're a big fan of photography, and I know you're a big fan of music. You even play music as well. So I'm just going to say to you, photography or music? If one of those things had to disappear from your life, which one would you let go? Photography or music?
Music.
You'd let go music?
No, I like music. I like music more than photography, because it's like, photography is a hit and miss. Sometimes you get good photos and sometimes you get bad photos.
If you had to do without music, I mean, music is in everybody's life, isn't it? Even if you don't like music, even if you don't like the songs, downloading songs and so on and so forth, you're bound to whistle at some point during the course of the day or have a little sing-song. And if you had to take that out of your life, that would be an absolute nightmare. So I'm glad you chose that. So anyway, that was Ask Me Anything, and it will be back again. You're coming back again next week, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. We've got some work to do now, because you've got to go out there and make a promo, and you've got to start working for a living. And if it's not done, then you've got to stay behind and fix all of our computers, which sounds like a great idea. It's not